Hello?
Hi, Brandon. I told you my computer was having some issues. Did you hear it say you have been kicked from this conference and then it hung?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Boy, oh boy. My computer decided it was not only tired, but it was going to take a nap on us. So let me just kind of pick it up. And I apologize for that. So, of course, this includes content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too. Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we are also including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, again, is included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. And like I mentioned, when the term is completed, this agreement will automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month at that same exact discounted rate of $199, and once again, that rate will never go up. Our services are offered completely at will, which does mean that at any time, for any reason, you may absolutely discontinue your agreement. You can pause the service, like I said, seasonally. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. No questions asked, no fees involved. By simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Brandon, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. McDaniel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do agree with the cancellation terms.
Okay, perfect. So you will, in about a minute, receive a confirmation email through our automated system if you have not already. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let's see. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Now, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by our automated system. If you haven't already been sent that email, it will be sent out to you momentarily. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, Brownie, you'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. When you receive one or the other of those, the email or the text, please let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call. Like I said, the 6 o'clock hour is the last scheduled one, so we're in the process of that now. But tomorrow we've got as early as 9 o'clock, not 10, but there's a 9, a 10, 11, or 12. In the afternoon, we are booked up. Well, there's a 4, a 5, no, there's a, I should say, a 4, 5, and a 3. 3, 4, and 5, but not the 6 o'clock.
I got a primary job that I usually get to.
Okay. So afternoons are better for you?
It would be, yes, during my lunch break.
Oh, during the lunch break. Is that at noon?
Yes.
Okay. So we could schedule from 12 until 1. The call usually takes about 25, 30 minutes. I'll try to get them on the phone as close to 12 as possible. Get you off the phone around 12:30 then. Would that work?
Central time. Yeah, that's in Central time. Yes.
All right, that is Central time, yeah. It'll be 12 o'clock Central. You'll receive a reminder email through our automated system at 11, just that the call is scheduled at 12. Like I said, it's a one-hour window, though, for a call that only takes about 25 or 30 minutes, so it won't get to you right at 12. They might still be wrapping up the notes from the previous phone call. Get to you a few minutes after 12, and then get you off the phone about 25, 30 minutes after that. You'll receive a calendar invite in just a second here. I'm sending that out to you personally to your email. You do not have to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. It looks like it's a video call. I'm going to see if I can fix that, but it's just a regular phone call. It's going to have your username on there, though. Now, your username is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, anything like that, but the area code is included. So the username is 479-276-1535. Easy to remember for you. In any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include your username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. That way, if it's and you can send anything and everything to that email address, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview tomorrow, they'll officially give it to you. You can jot it down now. The email for the photos team is simply photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com, but they'll give that to you again tomorrow. Did you receive either the text message or the email?
I got the text message, and it just say, welcome, you know, we sent you the invoice via email. Yeah, so.
Right. Yeah. I kind of wish that it only sent out the invoice email. I wish it would wait till we get off the phone call before it sends out the welcome email, but the system isn't set up that way. It goes off of when the payment gets processed. So you did get that. You should have also gotten the invoice email and maybe a text that goes straight towards the Local Splash Terms of Experience. If you don't see that text, just click on the Local Splash initial invoice email, and then it's got the invoice at the bottom of the email. In the body of the email, it says, among other things, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is a hyperlink that if you click on it, it goes directly to where that text message would have automatically sent you, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is that dashboard portal to your client dashboard. Are you able to see on the left-hand side where it talks about the services, starting with Google Business Profile Optimization?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. So, of course, the content will be mirrored on Bing as well, the other major search engine. About 1 out of 10 search on Bing, 90% on Google. We want you to have
do people still use. Do people still use Bing?
People do.
Google?
No, not nearly as much. It's about 9 out of 10 searching on Google, about 1 out of 10 searching on Bing. But 10% of the pie is still a pretty sizable piece of the pie. It's almost exclusively, meaning 90% of Bing users are on their smartphone.
Okay.
So it's still going to be an important part.
Still
going to be an important part of the puzzle, you know. As much as all of the directories that nobody sees is important too, having people who use Bing on their smartphone. I use Bing on my smartphone for the sole reason that Google keeps track of everything I type into my phone. If I'm looking for whatever it is, if I'm playing a game on my phone and I'm looking for the walkthrough, it's going to store that on Google, and then you start seeing similar games popping up when I'm searching everywhere else. Or I remember I bought a new tent to go camping, and now I can't go online without seeing more advertisements for tents. It's
crazy. That's what I'm having problems with when I search it on Google. then I see that on my Facebook page.
Yes, exactly.
And it's annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying and it is frustrating. That's one of the reasons why I use Bing. They don't default to keeping track of everything. But Bing's important. I mean, like I said, it's only maybe 1 out of 10 people using Bing, but we want you to have that part of it as well. So although it's not listed specifically on the terms and conditions, we are going to mirror the content on Bing. It just has Bing listed there as a directory. Bing really is it's a search engine, the same as Google, but not in the same league as Google. The directories, though, are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is going to include almost 70 different directories that are all important to Google. The landing page is your website. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but at the very bottom, you'll see a long line that goes all the way across. Just above that line, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to actually click on that box, and then in the longer box below the long line, where there's the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to type in or copy and paste Brandon McDaniel. It is, of course, case sensitive and with the space in between. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. McDaniel, that does a few things. First of all, Brandon, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it is the $199 with my supervisor's approval, that we have waived the setup fee, that the website's included, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate to fix it if it is not. Now, it's probably
and that was what he was talking about earlier. That was what he was talking about earlier. Okay.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. We want to make sure that we hide your physical street address. We want to make sure that any information that's out there has the accurate business information, because the algorithm is it's an artificial intelligence. If it saw Trueway Lawn Care without the LLC but the same phone number, it starts to say, wait a minute, is this two different businesses? It's just kind of, it's getting better. I mean, it's a very advanced artificial intelligence, but it still doesn't work on par with the human, where a human would say, that's clearly the same business, no problem. We don't want anything to be inconsistent. So
And Mr. Paul, and it is on there where it says the one with the LLC, then the one that's without the LLC.
Correct.
And then there's one more. And then here's another thing I want to bring up to your attention. And so the guy that made my website, right, he basically said to create a new Google page, right? So I had to create a new Google account. And he said once he's done with all that, then I can add that web page and with the Google Analytics to my regular account.
The existing Google. Okay. So if like I said, we do that NAPW audit. We do it in the beginning and we do it periodically. We are going to use the existing Google listing. We will get access to that. We will hide the address that's already on there.
Right.
So we'll make sure that we take care of that. The other thing I was going to say is, although it is asking you for a username and password, don't worry about that right now. It is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting system. The automated system just thinks you're trying to do it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Like I said, the username is your phone number, just the numbers, though, not the dashes or parentheses or any spaces. It's just the numbers. The default password has not been created yet, though. You will actually get, once your client dashboard is active, you'll get the username and the password sent out to you. It is just the default password. Once you're able to log in, you can change that password. But like I said, the automated system is thinking you're trying to do that right now, so don't worry about that. You are already all set. You're squared away on my end. The follow-up call is already scheduled for noon tomorrow. The automated reminder email gets sent out an hour prior, but I did already send you that calendar invite as well. Other than that, I appreciate your patience in taking this phone call, your kindness too, And it was a nice way for me to end the day. But it is going to be someone else giving you that phone call tomorrow. I'm actually really glad, too, that my supervisor is allowing me to do that friends and family rate, keeping it reasonably
nice. You really helped me out, you know, because I was on a nickels and dimes right now.
I know
trying
that.
To figure,
yeah.
And I'm yeah. trying to figure out if I can get right now what I'm trying to do is I'm just trying to get everything that I need on one service to run my business.
That's what I'm going to help you out with here. And I was going to say, you know, obviously Paige has had their opportunity. They failed miserably. If you have not already stopped using the Home Advisor or the Angie's, once we get your phone ringing, I mean, that's a paid lead service where their interests are for you.
Their interests are
in getting you to pay as much as they can.
Mr. Paul, they screwed me over big time. So I was using them through Angie's leads. And Mr. Paul, I'm going to tell you, they was charging me monthly fees, right? And then $25 per lead that I was doing. So what they was doing is they will send me leads, so whenever I called the customer, right, the customer was telling me I already got somebody.
That happens a lot. Yep, I already scheduled. Stop calling me. And they hang up on you, and then right. Home Advisor wants to charge you for it.
Yes, and another thing is they was giving me services that was too big for me to do. They was giving me 1 acre lots to do.
Oh, wow.
I only got to push more. I only got to push more, Mr. Paul. I cannot push more. And I told them
a one acre lot
would take me almost between 2 to 3 hours to do. I can't do it. So what I need is, basically, you basically said, you know, something that you bring in phone calls for me, and a CRM, which you said this program will have.
It's everything you need, really, to get your phone ringing. It's a comprehensive program on our end, you know, but we take care of all of that. You do get the very detailed reporting and tracking system. Some of our clients, they don't even use it. They just answer the phone when it rings, and if it's someone who has not used their services before, they say, hey, where'd you find me? Oh, I saw your website on Google. Oh, great. And that's usually enough for a lot of people to know that the service is working. Although the information is very detailed, it is reports easy to understand. It's actually very near real time, meaning several times throughout the day that information does update. And we do have clients that are on the complete other end of the spectrum. We know that they go and they access their client dashboard multiple times per day. So you will have that access, and that's a good thing for you. But like I'm saying, you know, once we get your phone ringing, you're going to be happy about that. You're going to be a satisfied client.
I just need a breakthrough, man.
Yeah, and we're excited to be part of that. And, you know, the passion you've got for the work that you do, it really comes through. Clients are going to love your service, and I'm hoping that we can erase even the memory of Page Hub and Home Advisor out of your mind. Get you moving forward.
I got a ton of pictures right now on my phone.
Yeah, the ones that you want right now for your website, start thinking about those. We can get those emailed out to the photos@localsplash.com email. Like I said, the updating and maintenance of the website's included as well. So if you get a bigger job that you do, or a landscape installation that you want us to showcase on your website, feel free to send us more photos down the line. We'll update that, add those to the website. There's never additional cost for that.
And here's a bonus for you. Here's a bonus. So right now, as you can see, I'm part of the BBB right now.
Right.
And they are helping me grow my business as well as much as they can. And they told me that any website or any company that I use to help me grow my business, I can add a emblem with the BBB logo to help me grow my business. That basically tells the customer that I am BB certified accredited, and I'm trustworthy with my work. And so
perfect.
I got a golden emblem right now that they gave me, and they said that I can use that. And another company that's helping me as well, and they told me that I can use their emblem as well, but I don't think I need to because of BBB, but they told me that I can. And it's called score.org. And what they do is, Mr. Paul, they give me, basically what they do, they give me, they teach me about running a business.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the only way to get to score.org is you gotta be BBB certified.
Got it. And you know, I don't think you need to put the score.org on your website or anything like that. That pretty much is just free promotion for them. But I agree with you with the BBB. I'm putting that in the notes here. We're gonna have the BBB logo right on your website. They can actually, it won't just be the logo, it's going to be a clickable link to your BBB page. So someone can click on that, go to your BBB page, and they can see that as well. So I put that in the notes.
Do you need a copy of that?
If it's just the straightforward BBB logo, we'll have that. Let me see if I can find it. I'll try to find it on my own. What we need for the link to work is the actual the page, domain address for the BBB.
Right. And whenever you guys is ready for it, I will send you the link to my page.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Where the customer can write a review or view my page. I only got like one review or no review yet, but
When you want to, you can respond to the text, although it's an SMS that went through the computer. You can respond to it just as if it was smartphone to smartphone. You can copy and paste the link right in there and send it to us. We'll have it that way. But I've got that in the notes, too, for our technician, if you are able to give that to us. And I'm going to look it up right now. If I can find it, I'll just put it in our system right now.
Yeah, you'll be able to see it. You just go to bbb.org or just Google search it, and then
two-way
lawn care, and then there I am.
All right.
Not much detail, but it's there.
No, that's all you need, and it's going to show on your website. Here it is. Pulling it up right now. All right. I've got it. So I'll provide that link for our website team to put right on your website. Other than that, though, you're all squared away on my end. Like I said, real pleasure speaking with you. It is going to be someone else from our technician team, our client interview team, giving you that follow-up call right out or shortly after noon tomorrow.
Right. And you said, Mr. Paul, that I don't need the score.org.
I mean, it's up to you if you want it to be. You can have up to three different clickable icons right on your homepage of your website there. So we want the BBB. You're not using we don't want that.
Right.
But, yeah, it's up to you if you decide now or later on that you want the score.org on there, and then we can do that for you.
All right. Yep. Yes, sir.
All right. Pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, Brandon. And like I said, that call from our technician should be right out or just a few minutes after 12 noon.
Mr. Paul, you have opened doors for me. You have made it a little bit easier for me to get my name out there so I can grow. I really appreciate it. I don't know how to show my gratitude more than now, but thank you so much.
All that we ask, like I said, answer your phone when it rings, and you're already great once you talk to somebody. Once you get someone on the phone who is calling you, trying to hire you, instead of you calling somebody saying, I've already hired somebody else. Unless, I mean, you don't want to chase down someone who's running away from you. You don't want to chase down anybody. They're going to call you directly. That's all we're asking you is answer the phone, keep doing that quality work that I know you're going to do, and it's going to work out for everyone. And we
it will. And I really do thank you.
Well, I thank you, too, for your time and your kindness and your patience. You have a wonderful rest of the night, Mr. McDaniel.
You too, Mr. Paul. It was great meeting you.
Thank you, Brandon. You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.